You're listening to the Pod Dirty Network.
Welcome to Audio for Idiots. It's the Jack Wagon Express in your ear holes.
All right, well, welcome into the Jack Wagon Pod, the day after High Day. So I don't know if you guys all had your snack and your nap yesterday all day long. But that's not legal here, but the cops have to stay at... What?
It's not legal, but it's not criminal either, no.
Right, but the cops have to stay 6 feet away from you, so how are they going to arrest you?
I've actually thought about that when I'm driving, very rarely, but when I am driving, there's nobody on the road. I go a little bit faster than normal, and if a cop pulls me over, I'm not rolling down my window.
Right.
So you'll start having a coughing fit.
Exactly.
All right, everybody, that wonderful voice you hear is Miss Allie Rivera. She is joining us back. And this is awesome. Thanks for coming back on, making our show better, making our show great again.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me back.
You just realized it fell, Kip?
Shut up. There.
Better place, too. I like that better.
Yeah. And we got Steve is here, and we're in our COVID bunkers, I guess.
AKA my living room.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a nice view of the fish tank.
Is that what's glowing?
Yep.
That's just Steve's beautiful complexion.
Because when you drive down our road, all you can see is the blue lights, and I wonder how many people think we're growing weed in here.
None of them stop, right? You should, go dry out some alfalfa or something, probably.
I get plenty of basil and oregano.
Yeah. What are they going to do? What was that pep spice shit all about? I hear a lot about it that when, some NFL players, they would smoke that, but it was really bad for you, I guess. Wasn't it basically like potpourri?
What?
Oh.
Remember? It was called spice or pep spice or something like that.
Gross.
And you'd smoke it and it'd give you a high, but just not for very long, but it wasn't good for you.
I can't imagine that it would be.
I remember salvia.
Oh, yeah.
Was that like that synthetic sugar?
No.
Oh, that's stevia. Oh. Anyway.
Remember there was a... that was forever ago. It was 2013, I want to say. 2012. There was like this YouTube viral video about this. It was just like this lizard, like a Geico looking gecko.
Yep.
He was doing the he was the cartoon of the voice of this guy who was on salvia. And he was just saying crazy shit. Like, who do you think you're, king of the trees? Swinging at him. Who put that chair there? I didn't put that chair there. No. He just goes on like crazy talk. I forget what that was. I'm sure you can find, I think it's called King of the Trees. I think a cup, something like that.
All right. Well, hey, Allie, real quick. I know you're just joining the show today as a show contributor, just like one of us, which is awesome. But you should tell people where to find you quick so they can do that. And your radio show on Sundays.
Yes. Well, I'm on Instagram and Facebook at It's Allie Rivera. And on Twitter at Allie Rivera. That off.
Oh, that was just me.
That was you. And then my the radio show I am no longer doing for the moment.
Oh.
I know.
I was hoping that we could get on there.
I miss it. Well, what I'm trying to do is moderate that into turn that into a podcast.
That's a good idea.
Because I had so much fun doing it, and my partner was never there. And so we just kind of realized it just wasn't working scheduling wise. But we both love the show. But all of the guests that I had were great, and I would love to have you guys on. And I finally got like a cool podcast set up, and then now I have to be home. I'm not set up for that.
It's probably way cooler than ours. And we've been doing this for 2 years.
It's not my setup. It was a good friend of mine. He was like, hey, have an idea. He was just bored, and he set up some cameras and stuff. He asked to borrow one of my cameras, And I was like, well, do you need it for? He's like, yeah, it's just going to sit there. I was like, well, it's just sitting in my closet. You might as well use it. And I go over and I visit, and it was a really cool setup. Cut to like 2 days later, we're on quarantine. Great. Yeah. Now it's really just sitting there.
I was going to set up the other camera on the fish tank so we could have them sitting in fourth chair.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, maybe in a minute I'll introduce you. We'll see.
Have you named them?
They all have names. I can't remember what the fuck they are. But
did you name them, or did your kids name them?
They named them.
Yeah, that's why you can't remember what they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a hard enough time remembering the names of all the other critters around here.
Say your children.
I was tempted to bring the snake out to wrap around while we did this.
No. What snake, Steve?
Which snake? Not that snake. Oh. I can't wrap that one around my neck normally.
I got where you were going. It took me a second because I was going to be like, when did you have more snakes?
I was waiting for our first, that's what she says. That's what she said.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah. So,
this is what happens when you don't have human contact regularly. You lose... lose my witty repartee.
Well, I tell you what, if you're not doing anything on Tuesday nights, I'll text you on Monday every week and see if you're bored or not. If you're busy, you're busy. But if not, if you want to come on and we can cheers.
Oh, yeah, cheers, you guys.
Yeah, cheers.
My
oh, by the way, not a sponsor, but the best drinking cup ever. Right there. I don't know where my other one is. I had another one that had the Jack Wagon Express sticker on it, but I think one of my kids stole it.
Hmm. They do that. They're good sippy cups, but also
yeah,
good for adult beverages. I lost mine years ago. I lost it one of the moves that I did, but it was a pink flamingo cup from the Flamingo Hotel in Vegas. It was like a ridiculously expensive, some sort of drink that comes in this giant, giant sippy cup, but it was really cool. It's like pink and had a giant flamingo on the top. I'm so sad I lost it. It would have been perfect for these days.
Hey, Steve, do you think if I like, okay, so real quick, Allie, you probably know you cannot get a webcam anywhere. You can't get one on Amazon. You can buy them on eBay if you want to pay.
They're literally going for like three times the price that I paid for mine.
And the one that I am currently using, I saw somewhere, I think it's like $20. Okay. It's not the one like I want that Steve has. So Steve, I went and I asked, you know, QPC in town, and they said I could borrow one for the night. And I get it, and it's an unopened box. Everything, the seal and everything. So I don't know if they must have people wanting them, and they just got them in. They just put out a post today that their stock is coming in for webcams. So do you think if I like scratch this one or something? I mean, it's still got the plastic on it. You think maybe
I'll see if they got a better one that you can borrow next week and scratch that one?
No, it's pretty nice of them though. They spent...
I'm looking for the C922X.
Yeah,
you got that one I can borrow.
They spend a lot of money with me. They're so super nice. So,
a Frozen 2 car.
You like that? That's somebody's four-cylinder race car. That's one I did today.
Awesome. Can I swear? I forget. Can I swear?
Absolutely.
Good, because it's fucking awesome.
Isn't it cool? I'll send you some more when they pick it up tomorrow, and it's outside. Yeah, it's... I did a Lion King one earlier this year. Now I have to do a Trolls 2 car and a Toy Story car yet. So
Toy Story is very, it has its own brand. That's kind of like, you know, goes with the car theme. That's kind of cool.
Well, these guys all do it to get the kids involved. You know, you bring your kids to the races, and then all of a sudden, you know, up here we have a whole bunch of little like third mile dirt clay oval tracks. So they race, you know, modifieds and all that on dirt, and it's a big deal in Wisconsin, and you bring the kids and they see a car like that, and oh, it's just, they love it. Speaking of that, shit, now I can't think of his name. the NASCAR guy. You guys see what NASCAR is doing right now? They're racing online. Like, all the drivers, there's this thing called iRacing, and the NASCAR has been airing it for 3 or 4 weeks now on TV, and they have actual announcers, and it's a video game. It does not look like a video game. My kids and everything thought it was a real race. That's how realistic it looks. And there's a few regular average people in there, but there's a lot of the actual NASCAR guys that participate in it. And some of them guys have $40,000 setups. They have like big screen in front of them, one on each side, full racing seat, steering wheel, everything. I mean, it's huge. And it's like you're in a race car. And they've been racing, and they have sponsors for this iRacing for NASCAR. And it's actually more fun to watch than a real race, if you ask me. But Kyle Larson, that's his name.
I'd be too tempted to just wreck shit,
Well, you don't want to do that, because here's what happens. One of the guys rage quit.
What?
He just quit. He got mad. He got pissy about something because somebody took him out, and he quit. One of his sponsors dropped him. One of his real life sponsors.
Oh no.
Because hey, you're on national TV and millions of people are watching. Here's just what happened. Go look it up. Kyle Larson. I don't know if he didn't know they could hear him or what, but he dropped the N-word.
Oh damn.
He is suspended indefinitely from NASCAR. Every single one of his sponsors dropped him, and he was fined a shit ton of money.
That seems to happen quite often in video games.
Can you imagine over a video game? This is what I tell my kids. No matter what you're doing, even if you're sitting in your bedroom, pretend there is always a camera and a microphone going all the time.
Well, let's be honest. Isn't there always?
Yeah. Hey, listen. I mean, you say
A-L-E-X-A because I do.
Yep. I got.
You mean an Alexa?
8 of them.
Sorry.
It's a good thing it's coming through my headphones, or the whole house will be going off right now.
My nephew sent some video earlier asking Alexa to rip one. And and mine did it.
While it works.
Watching the video, Alexa, rip one. And all of a sudden, out of the corner, I was like, what?
You can train your Alexa. You go on Amazon. You can actually train it. Okay, Steve had one set up. It was really good. You'd say, Alexa.
I had quite a few set up.
You'd say, Alexa, play the Jack Wagon Express podcast. And she would say, why would you want to listen to those fucking idiots?
But now they actually fixed it and it actually does play us.
Yeah, I know. Because I listen to it all the time. That's pretty cool, huh?
I mean, that is really cool. I like that. I've never really cared. But now I've got some time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, well.
Yeah, pretty much everything in my house is set up with that bitch.
Yeah. Everything is. Like, it's awesome,
and,
though.
And she does answer to Holexa.
Yeah.
She who shall not be named.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Allie, I did not get the shirts out in time. It has been so crazy here. And my wife is laid off, and...
Oh, I'm sorry.
They did shut down?
Long story short, yeah, she's the bookkeeper, and she said, hey, I can go on unemployment, and with this extra unemployment they're handing out, which they're not yet, but right. Apparently they're going to back pay.
Yeah, you can get $48,000 a year on unemployment.
She said, to pay the mortgage here, you should lay me off. I will come in one day a week to do payroll, you know, until this is done. So... And now she's helping me, and we're getting double the work done on our side business.
There you go.
Like, she did most of that. Well, not most. I should say half of that race car I sent you that picture of. Like, she loves doing that stuff. She's really tedious, and stuff has to look good. And it's just, it works out good. She likes doing it. She says it beats sitting in an office, being an office manager.
I agree.
So, yeah. But we're doing okay, considering the times. A lot better than a lot of people. Like, even with her being laid off, we're not really, we're about the same. We're not losing money. The only thing that sucked is we were in the middle of a refinance. So that's kind of
no.
It's not a big deal. As soon as this is back going, you know, we were all at the, you know, we were approval point and all that shit. And then.
So. Amazing.
But anyway. All right. So you guys want to hit some news stories?
Sure. Oh,
we're actually going to have a show now?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's start it now. Let me hit the intro again.
It's going to sound like border, border, border.
Okay. Well, I am going to use this way. I've seen other people do it. But I'm going to start out with the Jack Wagon of the Week. And do you guys have anybody in mind for a Jack Wagon of the Week before I go on to this one?
No.
Okay, good. Because now that I'm done stalling, I found the drop.
Jack Wagon of the Week.
So anyway, couldn't hear it hardly.
Oh, you could hear it. All just right. Sounded like somebody had a mouthful of nuts.
I know. Okay, I'm going to order more cords. I got it, Steve. All right. So this is from the Daily Wire. So that's Ben Shapiro. So it's not, I don't know, it's maybe, he's usually not fake. That's what I'm trying to say. Usually he's fact-checked. So people are baiting Instacart shoppers. So you place your order online and people shop. They're putting big dollar tips in there. And then right before they're done shopping, or I don't know how it works, or they check out, they switch it to zero. So they get their order through first. Do you guys know who he's a comedian who Vic DiBenedetto is? No? Steve, did you watch any of those videos I sent you?
Oh, I was supposed to do show prep?
No, this wasn't for the show. This is random, but I sent them to you in Messenger. He is funny. He goes.
I was probably at work with shit reception.
Oh, he goes off, and it is hilarious. I laughed hard. I found him on YouTube after I saw his Facebook post, and then I watched a bunch of his videos. You guys should really check it out. It's freaking hilarious. He would go off on a guy like this, like multiple cuss words, one after the other, ending it with piece of shits like this. So, man, that's not even worthy of the Jack Wagon of the Week. That's such a douchebag move. Like,
that's horrible. Because also, like, they're putting themselves on the line, and it's, I mean, I don't want to go grocery shopping, which is why I get an Instacart.
Right?
And it's something that you can easily do yourself, but you don't want to, and so you give them an extra tip. I understand. The first time I actually did Instacart was this week, and very long-winded story short, it was supposed to go through my work and everything like that. They were supposed to handle it, and then they never did. So it took like an extra week. So I was on to like the freezer burn foods that I have just lurking in the back of my fridge since we moved in. And you know, it was fine, whatever. I'm very grateful that work was handling it. They're like, you know what? You might just want to do it yourself. So I went in to do it, and there were just no delivery times available. They didn't even offer me like next week, or they couldn't even give me a window. So I get it. Like it's, you know, it's the wild, wild west out there, but still, it's also a time, I think, to be courteous of one another and understanding, and, you know, we are all in this together and all that. We should really be more kind to each other, I think, is a takeaway.
I agree, and there's such a fine line between what is true, what is not, you know, how much is this being, like, politically weaponized, how much is it overblown? I mean, nobody really knows. There's so much garbage out there. You don't know what to believe other than, you know, I hope when this is all over that everybody just tries to be a little bit more clean. Like, you know, wash your hands more. I figured out that life hack a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
my mom is a nurse. Well, she started off as a nurse. So growing up as kids, we were always told to wash our hands. I mean, it was not even a question. You wash your hands when you walked in the door. You wash them before you eat. You wash them after everything, you know?
Yep.
And I always, I'm trying to teach that to my kids, the kids that I work with and whatnot. And they look at me like I got five heads. Now it's normal. And if I have to say it, they're like, oh, God, we know, Allie. Jeez.
Yeah. So hopefully in the end of this, people, you know, maybe people start carrying hand sanitizer like as a habit normally from now on and using it more often. I mean, the place would be a lot. That's what I wanted to ask you, Allie. And have you noticed when you look outside or whatever you do, is the air actually look cleaner? Is everything look better?
Yes, I was just going to say that. It's the first time I've been in LA for almost 15 years now. It's the first time you go outside, and aside from wearing a mask now, you can actually breathe. You can tell it's palpable. And I was just going to say too, like there's so many stories that I've been reading and hearing from, you know, friends and whatnot. Like I didn't have to sit on the 405 for 2 hours to go to this audition. I could have just sent them a tape, then a Zoom, or I didn't have to do this meeting. Mm-hmm. And all of that time that you're sitting in a car, creating more and more of a carbon footprint for 2 hours, you could have just done a, you know, a meeting over Zoom. And there's a lot to be said for in-person meeting. A lot of things happen differently in person, and I totally get that. And I think there's a time and place for that. And I'm for sure missing that personally. But I also think there's so much that could be done remotely that we have the capabilities of doing. Another anecdote was like, guys, Anne Frank was in an attic for 2 years
right?
Without Netflix. Equal survive, you know? So there's a lot of things that we can do remotely. And I think with all of the stuff that we have available to us at our fingertips, it's amazing. And we're not taking advantage of it. We're still kind of archaic with some of the ways that we do business, and we could be doing it better and being greener about it. And I think it's definitely made a difference, at least for LA, I've noticed.
I think some of that is going to change. There's going to be a lot more of these, you know, how many people didn't even business people, how many didn't know about something like Zoom? Or, I mean, not a sponsor, not trying to push them, but everybody knows about them right now. I mean, everybody knows about them now. So, I mean, there's a lot more. You can have how many people? How many people can you have in a Zoom conference? Can't you have like 300 freaking people at one time?
Yeah, hundreds.
I mean, that's crazy. I don't know what kind of screen you would need, but.
I mean, truthfully, how many people do you have in any one meeting in a boardroom? Let's say, you know, 12, something like that, you know. I don't know. I don't go to boardrooms. I feel like I'm talking on my ass here, but you know, at the most, yep. How many could you possibly have? 20? I don't even know. But still, you can. How many people can actually talk at one time? All those people. Some of them are just extra, and like, not extra. Don't mean to diminish any job out there, but some people are there to literally just take notes. So they don't need to be seen necessarily or heard necessarily if they're there to be the support, which is great, and they should be there to be the support. But also, don't need to physically be there to be supportive, you know?
Right. Yep. So, I mean, Steve, we should put together a Zoom, like a big Zoom how to not do a podcast or how to fail at a podcast. Like, we could do a big, you can get 300 people in there at $5 a piece. It'd be like 500 or 1500 bucks. I mean... No.
Hmm.
That was the definition of radio silence.
or how about, that'd be a cool idea, something that we could throw in Patreon. You know, you'd have a chance to come in on Zoom.
Participate in a jackwagon orgy.
Yeah, participate. We got to throw together for next week. We won't have many news stories if we do this. If Allie comes back on, we have to do a Mad Libs.
Oh, yeah. We
love Mad Libs.
Oh. Man, we've been doing a few here and there in our Patreon, you know, and we've been just because we're trying to build that up and stuff. But every once in a while, we throw one out, and it is fun. The adult style, oh my god!
Mm-hmm.
I should email you over, Allie. I should email you the last couple we did, just so you can listen to them. They're just straight Mad Libs.
I love that.
So, I mean, and we thought about it, and we actually leave the whole part in where we're like, okay, we need an adjective. Okay, we need this. Because sometimes it just turns into stupidity, and it's funny.
Everything we do turns into stupidity.
You know what, though? I do have to say, this is embarrassing. I was always really, really good at English. I had fantastic vocabulary, blah, blah, blah. But every time I do a Mad Libs, I'm always like, wait, what's an adjective again?
Right.
Which one's the adjective and which one's the adverb? Wait. I need to go through it in my head.
I thought she was going to say, but every time I come on this show.
Well, anytime anybody goes on this show, your intelligence level drops immensely. I get dumber every week.
Right. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, every single time we do a Mad Libs, we have to ask, what's an adverb? You'd think we'd have this or have some notes or something by now, you know? But nah.
I have a way to remember it, but I still have to, I still like fact check myself whenever I'm like, wait, adverb.
Right, you need a way to remember how to remember it.
It's like a mnemonic device or whatever, right? An adverb is the one that helps the verb. That's what I was like. That's how I always remember it. Because obviously, it's in the freaking word. Yeah. It's an adverb.
Right. All right. One other thing we do. I don't know if you have one of these around, Allie, but if you come on enough, we just started doing this thing where we have this little whiteboard.
Okay.
And it's how it works is we're not doing it tonight, but I'll say one word.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody has three words or less to say, to write. You write it down and you hold it up, and the first thing that comes to mind. So
I like that. It's kind of like categories. Do you remember that game?
Scattergories? I love that game.
Heard of it. Never played
it. Big freaking dice.
Yeah. Do you know that they don't sell? Because I was looking, like frantically looking for new games for the kids that I work with on the weekends. Like frantically looking for new games, and I'm like, oh, duh, the games that I grew up with and whatnot. And I found Scattergories, but it's different now. It's like, it's like dumbed down, if you can even imagine.
So it's kind of like,
still have the original from when I was a kid.
It's kind of like Common Core math.
It's like now, yeah, exactly. Core. That's what they call it. What the kids are calling it these days.
You know what's funny about that? You know what I've noticed? I have an 8-year-old, and she just turned that a little bit ago. They're not teaching them that way right now on this homeschool shit. They're not using the whole Common Core shit because they know that it's dumb and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. So I don't know. Homeschooling's good for me. I mean, at first it sucked like bad. And then we figured it out, and the teachers figured it out, you know, how to send stuff easier and all that. And she gets her stuff done. See, it's like almost opposite of Steve. She gets her stuff done in like 2 hours, maybe. And then the older one, her homework starts coming in the night before, and she stays up to get as much of it done as possible before the next day. And then she sleeps till like 10 or 11, gets up, you know, does like an hour of homework and she's done. And then she does her gymnastics workout because that's not going right now. So they gave them workouts to do. But my oldest one, my high schooler, I don't know if it's because she's back and forth on YouTube or not, but she gets a lot of homework, a lot of assignments. Like there's times, you know, she'll start on at 10 o'clock and 7, 8 o'clock at night, she's still sitting there doing it.
What year is she in high school?
Freshman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, I don't know.
Oh, horrible. I am one of my brother-in-law's family has a whole group family text and whatnot. And his side of the family, there's a boy who is graduating this year. So he's a senior. And it just sucks because, like, that's a whole like culture that you're missing out on, right? You're missing your prom, you're missing graduation, you're missing. There's a lot of different things that, you know, classic high school experience. I just kind of wonder, like, you know, in the next year or so, how that's going to pan out. And are they going to go to college?
Right.
I'm like, are they going to actually go to college? Do you go back to your dorms? How is this going to work?
Who knows? I decided to quit thinking about it. I don't watch the news. I check in every once in a while to see if they've moved it. Because in Wisconsin now, we are under the safer stay-at-home stuff right. until May 26th now. They just extended it. May 26th. Ooh. And there are I almost said prostitutes. There's protests.
I saw that. And also prostitutes.
Yeah.
So dock workers aren't essential?
No, they totally are.
There's a sheriff, I think it's Racine County in Wisconsin. He is not following that. He says for his county, he has whatever, something to uphold, and he is not, and that in his county, he's not enforcing that.
Georgia just lifted, I think for next week, they're going to start opening businesses again. And movie theaters, and I have a friend who's in one of the Tyler Perry shows, and he's like, yeah, I can see that coming. They can't be out of business for that long. They're just going
to
start up again. That's crazy. Just like, we made it this far. give it a little longer. It's working. It is, you know, quote unquote, flattening the curve, all that stuff. Try explaining that to 11-year-olds, by the way.
Right.
It's working. It just, and I get it's frustrating, but just a little bit longer. And then we wouldn't have to wonder, oh my God, are kids going to be able to go to fucking college?
Right. It's just going to start all over or linger longer. You know, I mean, Wisconsin got hit bad because there was a whole bunch of people. There's a city, I'm not going to call it the city, but towards the center of the state where there's, what's the places you go to find a vacation? You know,
like Expedia and shit.
Place.
yeah, but in real life,
the travel agent.
Yeah, that's it. Something like that. They had got some really good deals, and there was a shit ton of people that bought and went out on cruises, like the same cruise. So they came back. And those people, you know, they got back and they started going back to their hometowns. And that's how it really got going in Wisconsin anyway. So
it hurts my heart.
and that was before, like, this was planned way before this pandemic happened. And they came back before everything was shut down. Like, it wasn't a major thought. It was right on the cusp of it happening. And you know, that's the thing. How many people have it? 80% of people that have it don't know it or can't spread it or something like that. And
scariest thing, isn't it? And right at the beginning of this, and I'm so curious. So Lunar New Year, I had a job to do in Las Vegas. Don't be jealous. I won't disclose what it is. And it was working with kids. It's not that big a deal. But anyway, I was there for Lunar New Year, and there were a lot of people, like, authentically from China, mm-hmm. who are wearing the garb and everything like that. They clearly, this is a thing that they do every year to come and celebrate. It was exciting. It was happy. It was really cool. But a lot of them were wearing masks. This was late January. As we're getting on the plane to get home, I had kind of started looking at it, and I was asking one of the people I was traveling with, I was like, what was all that? I didn't really notice it because I was kind of in the room with the kid for the most part, and I didn't really notice it until we were leaving, and I asked about it, and they're like, oh yeah, there's this thing in China, it's a coronavirus, and we made all the jokes, you know, about the beer and blah blah blah, and then we got the news that Kobe died, so all of that, like, it just went right over my head. And then I got back, and a couple days later, I developed a cough. I had a high fever. I had like a shortness of breath, like all of the things that are now very commonly known symptoms. And I went to my doctor and I told him, and I was like, I don't know if it's a thing, but have you heard there's this thing going on in China? And I was around these people doing my due diligence as a concerned citizen to let you know. This is the back, my mother's nursing background and playing out in my head. And he laughed at me. He just flat out laughed at me. He's like, oh, you would have a fever. I'm like, I took so much pain medication to take that fever down just so I could drive myself here.
Yep.
Like, well, it would be really high fever. I'm like, it was a really high fever. And so it was like begging and pleading with him just to even get a chest x-ray or something or blood work and find, you know, of course they didn't have a test then. So who knows? I'd be very
curious. You know, and I, there's actually a part of me that thinks we are actually on our second round of it.
I agree.
There was a whole like wave of a weird flu that went around, especially in LA.
Same here.
2018, I want to say, that was like, it was killing a lot of people. And then all of a sudden it went away. I don't know. It's mutating already. It's already mutated.
Yeah.
It's,
well,
it's been in the public eye. So,
I mean, Steve, you know this. Influenza A and influenza B have been going around here since almost when school started, mm-hmm. right? You remember my wife got sick, kind of like bronchitis type sick. I don't know. Probably around the 1st of February, maybe a little bit earlier, maybe in January. And this is before we didn't know much about coronavirus. And she was sick for like 6 weeks, except there was 1 week in the middle where she got to the point where she lost her voice. 1 week in the middle, she started feeling better, and then it came back. Like, body aches, bad. She didn't move. Fever, everything. This went on for like 6 weeks. And finally, boy, I wish I could remember the date, but I can't. It was somewhere around the beginning of March, or the first week of March, beginning of March. Anyway, I said, well, how are you breathing or whatever? And she says it kind of hurts. So I made her go in because she's one of the, you know, a tough cookie. I ain't going to the damn doctor. And so I took her in, and at that point, there was people wearing masks in and out of there, and it was a thing, but not big. And they said they didn't even test her. They said, "Do you want us to test you for?" They told her they won't test her for influenza because they know what it looks like. There's so many people coming in and out. My kids, a couple of the kids had it. One missed a whole week of school. One missed like 2 days, but it was weird stuff. One had like a stomach bug for 2 days. One had like, so I don't know. It just makes me wonder because she had all of it, aches, pains, fever, and it was like a 6 week freaking deal.
My oldest daughter had the same thing, high fever for a week, had a hard time breathing, brought her in. They tested for influenza and everything else, came back negative.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They didn't even test my wife. They said, we know what it looks like. We could test you if you want. But
that's the thing. The tests are all fagocted, if you know what I mean. And they haven't really had widespread testing. It's still not really available, especially, you know, right. I know at least in California, I don't know for the whole country, I can't speak to that, but I've heard from multiple reports, especially that a certain leader of our country has not made it very available to most people. I mean, that's a whole other story.
Let's get political. Sorry, Steve likes it when I sing. He has dreams about it.
I like it better than your fucking story times.
Quick story.
Oh, fuck you.
No, just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I was just writing some notes down because we don't have a producer. We should just... Steve, we should find somebody that doesn't want to talk. Okay, well, not Matt. somebody smarter that doesn't want to talk that could just join us in on Zoom and just be there without a mic or anything, just listening to us and take all the notes and edit the podcast, you know, that'd be pretty cool.
Like an actual producer.
I'm game.
Yeah. You know, and then so.
No, I mean, I'll do it.
Oh. You know, so we have a Google Doc. You know, that's what we should do next time. Have a live Google Doc up so we can secretly talk amongst each other.
Hmm. Yeah, that's how we did the radio show.
That's so, that's how a lot of podcasts work. You don't ever see, like, there's a computer directly in front of me right now. It's right here.
Mine too, it's right here.
Mine's okay, one here, one over there.
Yeah.
Fish are over there.
And the fish.
Oh, let's see.
They talk more than Matt did.
I would really love to get a sponsor on the show. You know.
You just want somebody to send you fucking Captain Morgan.
What are you drinking tonight, Allie? Is it wine or is it the vodka?
Oh, no. I am out of all the good stuff. And I say that lightly because I have other good alcohol, but it's not like the
ration.
And yeah, it's I'm rationing it now. So I had a travel size. I have a travel size of all my alcohol. But I'm drinking actually Casamigos tequila.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. Bleh, I don't like tequila. Instant. The second it goes down, it's like, I don't know. Don't you have, what are all these apps that, where we live, we don't get because just not a big enough area. Like, what am I thinking of? What are those apps that, well, they'll go and get anything you want any time of day.
There's a couple. I just didn't really, I mean, I'm too lazy for it. I'm too lazy to wait for it.
I want to know what the charges are. Like, say, hey, I need some AA batteries, and you go on to whatever it is, and they go to the store and pick it up.
Even Amazon, though, is taking forever for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But Amazon does not deliver alcohol. That's a problem. But Instacart does. There's two apps. There's one called Saucy and one called Drizzly here that I've used Saucy before, but, like, they didn't have a very good – they didn't have a selection to my liking. And then my brother-in-law just informed me. He's a beer aficionado. He informed me of Drizzly. So I have yet to try that. I was going to do Instacart BevMo. But then I just didn't really feel like it. I still have, like, wine and stuff, but I wasn't really feeling it.
Huh. Postmates. Not a sponsor, though they should be. Because they sponsor a lot of podcasts. It's called Postmates. It's an app. Anything you want.
Yeah, we have Postmates here. I don't really like they overcharge a lot, I've noticed.
Oh. That's what I was curious. Like, say, you know, you want two loaves of bread. Do they have a minimum? Like, how much are you gonna pay for two loaves of bread if they go to the store and get it?
I need gum.
And Uber and all that stuff. I mean, they're all a little different. They basically all kind of come out the same. But Postmates, The weekend job that I have, we order a lot through Postmates, and sometimes they'll just cancel the order and just they won't tell you, and it's kind of unreliable. Well, it's comically unreliable at this point.
That's horse shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
And what, two years ago, was that when I went to Florida, Kip?
I love when you ask him. That's really, really funny.
I can't remember my own name half the time.
Like, I'm supposed to remember. You know what I'm thinking about right now? I'm already thinking about right now, what the fuck am I going to make for lunch tomorrow for all the kids? And then supper. That's what I'm thinking about already.
That's a whole day.
I am so sick of making lunch and supper. Honestly.
I saw that was like, it was I Love Lucy, and she was cooking something, you know, in her I Love Lucy crazy way. And she had, like, a crazy-eyed look on her face. And it was like, how many people think that they feel like they've been cooking for 12 years already? And this was, like, day three of the quarantine thing. Yes.
Yep. I know. I just... It'd be okay if everybody in the house ate everything I made.
Oh,
no. I got a couple picky ones.
I was going to say, do you have picky eaters?
Oh, yeah. So... I mean, I hate to get shitty with them, but it's all right if you don't want that. Peanut butter and jelly. That's what you get.
Yeah.
I mean,
I will make you something. If you don't want to eat it, make something your damn self.
Yep. Or, that's what I say. Or make something yourself. Mm-hmm. And it can't be the same thing every time.
Because mm-hmm. night we had, me and the wife had burgers on pretzel rolls with side pork, collard greens, and roast cauliflower.
Jesus.
The oldest daughter. The oldest daughter had an omelet, and the youngest one had spaghetti.
All easy things to make for individuals. You don't have to make a big bag. I mean, it's nice if everybody wanted spaghetti. Great. Done. Easy. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants their own thing.
Yeah. We had tonight. Sorry. I'm ripping some tape. Tonight we had meatloaf and baked potatoes. And one of my kids had Chef Boyardee ravioli.
I know which one that was.
Yeah.
Another one had, what the hell did he eat? I think he had some.
Did you feed him, Kip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had Captain Crunch and Cheez-Its. Well,
I thought you were going to say Captain Morgan.
No.
I did too, actually. I was like, did he eat something out of your little stash there?
And then I'll fix that before next time.
That's a nice thing with mine. They're digital. I can just
move
around up there.
And, well, you know, I'll make it bigger before next time, too.
Oh, I like that. I need a digital something like right here. A big empty space right here.
My mind.
Come my
just, it was so bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ellie.
I was screwing around with shit earlier. And I may try it for when we do the next doc or the next podcast. I actually was sitting in front of Joe Exotic and a tiger.
Oh. I said, no, when I just said, for next time I'm going to make it bigger. And Ellie goes, I like that. And then went right into something else. I'm like, all right.
My brain is not. I'm nurturing it with actual literature. I'm actually reading now. Do you know that I don't think I've read. Okay. 1.5 tequilas in, and clearly have not had enough.
I'm on my second one of these, so.
I haven't read a book. This is an embarrassing admission. Jack Wagon exclusive here. I don't think I've actually read a book in like 20 years, like a full book cover to cover. There's Joe Exotic. He would be with me. He would agree. I just never had time. And even in high school, I would read like Spark Notes and Pink Monkey or whatever. Monkey Notes.
Cliff Notes.
Notes and Pink Monkey, whatever. Spark Monkey, Pink Note, I don't know, whatever. There's a whole bunch of things that you could read. Still passed my test, did just fine. The book, but I never read them. Now I'm like, I'm actually reading books.
Well, let me tell you, I do not learn. Like, I can't read a book or a textbook or whatever it is, or instructions, and then do something. Well, I can, but not as good. If I can watch a video, or better yet, somebody will say, you know, read the instructions. No, show me how to do it one time. If I can watch somebody do something, no matter what it is, watch them do it one time or watch a video, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I can't read a book and...
That's how you learn to make babies.
Well, you just watch porn and then you do what they did.
Generally, when you watch a porn, that is not the right way to make a baby.
I don't know how you have three, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
I have four.
Four?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wait, you have four and you have two, right?
Yep, and a shit ton of pets.
Yeah.
A lot of pets.
No, that was supposed to be a joke. Now Allie's reading books and she's getting all fucking sophisticated. Like, this isn't the...
Now I know, like, what adverbs and adjectives are and everything.
Yeah, like, my old teachers... used to tell me that I was going to amount to nothing, and look at me now. I is essential.
Look at me now, teach.
And here, I love that. And here I am. I is essential.
Here I am. Did you ever watch, such a tangent, but did you ever watch the like old Little Rascals, the black and white?
No.
Way back.
Oh, they're so racist and horrible. But they're but the one about like when they did Romeo and Juliet, oh, it's really cute. And here I is, my homeo.
All right. Speaking of books, so I don't read books, but
can't read.
At where I work at my real job, I work 12 hours a day, 3 days in a row, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, so.
Ooh, and starting this weekend, you get to take temperatures before you go.
Yeah, in. When I get to, I have to go to work an hour later and get our temperature taken before we start work. I guess I can't complain because we normally work 36 hours. We get a $2 an hour premium for the weekend shift. So yeah. It makes up for the 4 hours that we don't work. Like first shift works 40. So for the last couple weeks, we've been working 22 hours and getting paid for 40.
Oh, that's nice.
So we get done at 4:30 on Friday, 4:30 on Saturday, off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I really wish you guys could see what's going on in my living room right now.
Do I want to know?
Well, my oldest daughter doesn't realize that the camera is directly in front of me. So she is crawling across the floor between me and the television, trying to avoid the camera, even though it's nowhere near her.
Happy birthday.
Yip says happy birthday.
That's great. Oh, yeah, happy birthday. I saw that. It's... Is it Cora, right?
Yeah.
Yep. My best friend just had a baby, like 2 weeks ago.
We had a baby. It's a boy. Oh, all right. Just keep going.
She had a baby, but she named him. She named her Cora. She didn't know if it was gonna be a boy or a girl. And...
Well, there you go.
I know, and I will never meet her.
Hey, Steve. Cora can't hear us right now, right?
Even if she could, she's probably not paying attention.
Oh. Does she know what having a birthday on... Does she know what 420 is yet? I hope not. I'm just curious. Well,
she shares a birthday with Hitler and the anniversary of Columbine.
Wow, fabulous.
I forgot about that. Wow.
I think you just rendered Allie speechless.
That was a big deal. My mom was just talking about that. I don't know why. Oh, we were talking about it because my older sister and my brother-in-law have been calling this the plague. So they have like a plague journal and blah, blah, blah. And my mom was like, "Don't do that. You're gonna make them so nervous and so, like they're gonna be scarred for life and think." And her reasoning was because when Columbine happened. My little sister was very young and we were both in high school, my older sister and I, and they just told them that something bad happened in a high school. That's it. That's all they said. So she was like terrorized for the whole day thinking that something bad happened to her sisters in high school. And so my mom, I guess that's actually probably scarred my mom more than my sister. Cause my sister was like, what? But yeah, that was a crazy thing. Seems weird now though. Like this is some crazy shit.
Let me tell you something. I mean, and don't judge, by the way. But
I've already judged. Oh,
I will.
Fuck. Nice anyway. Good night, Steve.
Oh, I love you.
So anyway, this whole quarantine thing. Really has not affected my life.
Nope.
Other than I do now wear a mask when I go to Walmart. Just because I know of all the other disgusting fucks out there.
You know what, though? You should have been wearing a mask going to Walmart anyway.
Probably. But I take those few extra steps. But we don't do anything. We probably have another 5 to 6 years before... me and my wife can, you know, that's when our youngest will be a little more, or, you know, older age. We don't do anything. Like, I kind of like having to stay at home. Like, I mean, I don't want to sound shitty, but we have done so much more together as a family than normal.
Aww.
Like, you know, we should all the time, but we're always trying to make that extra buck and try to pay off this and try to go on vacation and try to do this and that. And now, you know, whatever. We've bought in a couple games on our PlayStation. We bought like this game that has Monopoly, Scrabble, Risk, and one other game on it. And we've been playing that all together, you know, on the TV, because we don't have to buy the board game, because 5 seconds after we buy the board game, one of the pieces is fucking missing. So that can't happen now. But, I mean, we've been doing that kind of stuff, and it's, I don't know. I kind of like it. I don't like the fact that people are getting hurt and sick and dying, but the fact that...
Oh, it's not really happening. Don't worry about it. You're fine.
I know, it's crazy. Oh, I do know that there's one death in our county from it, but I know somebody who went to school with the guy's kids, and I work with him, and he died from a blood clot in his heart, but he had coronavirus. So yeah. It's a coronavirus death.
Interesting.
Isn't it? That makes me wonder, but... Anyway, I know it's out there. I fear to death for my parents. They have underlying my dad has lung issues, and they're both, you know, older.
Yeah.
And they're old school, and they're normally, you know, TV is the downfall of the American people. Blah 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 blah, and I knew it was serious when my mom actually called. I told her to call me if she needed anything from the store, or my sister, who Steve is fucking, by the way, because
not if you ask her.
Anyway,
that was a good setup.
We have both gone to the store for her. Like, I know multiple times I have, and I know, and
when again, Saturday. Yeah.
When my old school mom and dad that grew up in the country on farms and, you know, butchered chickens and all this old happy old crap are calling you to go to the store because they're actually worried about it. It's serious time.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. I will throw that mask on and go into Walmart. Together, Steve and I would be untouchable from Corona, because I ran into Steve in Walmart. They had gloves on. I had a mask on, no gloves. I'm like, you know, the gloves is probably smarter. How many people pick shit up off the shelf, look at it, and put it back?
No. So here's the thing. So my mom now, she's no longer like a nurse, but she on the front lines. Thankfully, she's, you know, older and working in administration, but she's still working. So she's still going in every day. And she's like, the directives are changing every 10 minutes. And the problem is that we don't even know what to tell our nurses. So she said, here's an example. Within the span of an hour, kid you not, an hour, it was, like coming directly from the higher ups and the CDC and everything like that. And all the people that were involved in the communicable diseases and stuff, like, it was, don't wear gloves. Okay. So then they told all the nurses, don't wear gloves. And then it was, wear gloves. No, wear gloves. And then, so they went back and they had to tell all the nurses to wear gloves. And then it was like, no, don't wear gloves. That was a mistake. She said within an hour, it was, don't wear gloves, wear gloves, don't wear gloves, wear gloves. And now the nurses are all like, calm the fuck on. We need, like, just give it, just tell us what, you know, us what to do. We're all exhausted and we don't have enough supply. So if you don't want us to wear gloves, we're happy not to wear the gloves. You know. Yep. But that's the thing now. And I was thinking about this too. One of my landlord that lives here, I saw him walking out and he had gloves on and a mask, which I was like, oh, that's cool. Like that makes me feel safer. There's that visual component, right? That makes you kind of feel, that makes me feel safe. But he was walking out and then he walks downstairs to get into his car. Then he was in his car. So he had the gloves on to touch the knob to get into the garage. Then he had his gloves on in his actual car. Then I'm sure he's going to keep his gloves on while he's at the grocery store, wherever he's going and touching all the things. So that's a non-porous material. And so what, like your hands anyway, it's easy to wash off. It's easier to, you know, do your disinfectant and all that. Keep your hands clean. But it's a little bit more of a...
I still use the hand sanitizer on the gloves.
Huh?
I use hand sanitizer on the gloves.
They're great. Like, no, but you're right. Like, you don't know who's touching what in wherever you're going, supermarket or, you know, wherever. But then take them off. And then, but then there's like, you know, you got to make sure that you're taking them off, right? So you're not like you're disposing of whatever you're touching. And who knows, even if it's on whatever you're touching. So it's just so... There's so many different things that nobody really knows. That's the moral of the story, you know. Wear the gloves, don't wear the gloves, wear the gloves, don't wear the gloves.
Yeah. Well, I'm just protected. Never mind, I guess.
That sucks where we live, because our area is like in the top 10 tourist destinations in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of these people up here have summer homes and they're like flocking to our area from California, Florida, Georgia, everywhere. So they're all coming here and hiding out from it.
Illa-fucking-noi.
Yeah. Especially Illinois.
Illa-fucking-noi.
Yep.
Where in Wisconsin are you guys?
We're the thumb.
Yeah.
I thought that was Michigan. I thought Michigan was
the Michigan's the mitten.
Oh.
Michigan's the amputee. This is Wisconsin. Okay. Michigan, Wisconsin. we're
right on the thumb knuckle.
If you look for Green Bay,
Madison.
We're close.
Madison would be right about here. That way, right there.
It's about
over here, which is our big hotbed of the shit.
Okay, hotbed.
Milwaukee is.
Green Bay is right here, right in the crotch. And we're here.
Yeah. So we're just a little bit north of Green Bay. Yeah, we have like 10,000 people in our town, but at any point between May and October, Steve, what's the number on that? Over a million?
Yeah, at any given time, yeah.
We're just under 10,000 is the population on the sign. But at any point from May through October, there can be over a million people in this county.
Oh, really?
Oh, it is one of the, it's a top 10 tourist place in the world.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because it's a peninsula.
You'll have to come visit once you can.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking where Madison is. It's the only place I've been to in Wisconsin. I did the World Affairs seminar when I was 17. Check me out. I'm a nerd. but I loved that. That was so cool. I loved that. God, that was a lot. Are they still doing that?
I have no idea.
I went to college in Madison.
Oh. Yeah, that's where it was held. It was at the college. But that's the only place I've ever been, Wisconsin.
Yeah, everybody comes up here because we have cherry orchards and apple orchards, and in May, all the cherry and apple trees are blossoming. In the fall, all the leaves are turning colors, and you drive up the roads in our county, and it's all so pretty. It's orange and red and yellow, and the leaves are falling everywhere, and people like Steve...
You drive right past my house, and I'll flip you off.
Yeah. I mean, it is a beautiful place. I shouldn't complain. We see it all the time. People right. come here just to see the leaves changing color. You know,
it's brown here most of the time. It's just desert brown.
It's pretty beautiful here in the fall. And then I'm not a big proponent of the whole blossom, you know, the cherry and apple blossoms, because you get near an orchard like that and if you have any kind of an allergy, you're fucking snot rockets and eyeballs are just like, you know.
I grew up in Ohio, and then
There you go. Hey.
But I left when I was young, so like even that little chant is still a little.
That's what she said.
But no, I do miss the seasons. There is a distinct difference in the seasons after living here for so long, you can tell. But I do miss like the especially fall. And that's when my birthday is. That's when this homey feeling.
There are times here where we live that you can experience all four seasons in the same day. It almost happened today.
I believe it.
Today we got winter, fall, and spring.
Yep, we did not have summer today. I woke up this morning and my truck was outside the garage today because I had a car in there. And from the precipitation from the day before, it was all frozen. And there was frost. Not really snow, but like our grass. Like
we had snow.
The tips of it looked white.
Just the tip?
Jesus.
Just the tip. and then it got...
I've never heard that before.
And then it got windy and rainy, and it kind of felt like spring and fall and just no summer. So, but there's times we'll have thunder snow.
Thunder snow.
Like it's snowing outside and it starts thundering and lightning. It's pretty rare, but it does happen once or twice a year here, so.
I miss a good thunderstorm.
I
love a good thunderstorm, especially like a summer thunderstorm.
We had this debate a week or two ago on the podcast. It was, Steve, what was that? It was either overcast or sunny all the time. If you had to pick one. All the time. That's what it would be the rest of your life. Overcast or sunny. And I took overcast because it makes everything feel more homey. You know, you shut the curtains, it's overcast, you snuggle up, doesn't matter. I hate 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon this time of year and through the summer. Like, you don't feel like doing anything. The sun's beating in. You shouldn't be in the house. It's too bright. Get out of here. Give me overcast. Give me a good hooded sweatshirt. You know, at a campfire and about 60 degrees. Yep. That's where it's at.
I feel like that's a novelty, and I enjoy the fact that it's a novelty to me. I prefer sun. Like, I found this when I was living in New York, that I need that. Or I die. I die inside. I can't have it be, like, the changing of this in the overcast and whether it's, you know, it's always some sort of crazy weather, especially in New York or whatever. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess anywhere but LA. LA, it's pretty much always 70, 75 and sunny. I need that. I need that so badly. I can't survive.
Well, here's the deal. Like when it's overcast, your cups of coffee are so much better. Snuggling is so, Netflix, everything is so much better when it's overcast. You know, when it's
just Netflix is better when it's overcast.
Yeah,
invented air conditioning.
We have central air here, and I mean, it's when it's overcast and humid, it's better.
Ugh, humidity is another thing.
And you know, well, yeah, Steve, fucking Netflix. I mean,
God,
you sit on the couch and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it's sunny outside. I mean, granted, okay, something a little more realistic for your life and my life. 6 o'clock at night, still sunny out, you know, and we're kind of done working. Well, with our real jobs anyway. And you're just sitting on the couch and the sun is shining all bright in the house and you're watching Netflix. That doesn't feel right. It feels like you should be fucking doing something. If it's overcast, it's like, oh yeah. I'm just going to melt right into these cushions right here like this. And you're gone watching Netflix. It feels right.
Feels so right that it must be wrong.
Right, Steve?
Sure.
Now, for a second there, I was convinced that he had a still shot of himself just sitting on the screen.
Did he freeze?
Oh, sometimes I think that when he's here with me, sitting over here, I'll look over and he's just sitting there like this.
That's usually my "you're an idiot" look.
That's usually right after I say, "Oh, quick story." I look over and he's like this for the next 10 minutes.
Yep, contemplating all the ways I could off myself at the same time.
Oh, man, I don't know. All right, well, we're not going to get to the rest of these news stories. I want to talk about Tiger King quick. Like, going to throw this out there. Coming out probably in 2 to 3 weeks-ish, a new podcast called Doc 30. We're going to break down documentaries, deep dives. Steve and I, possibly Shane, and maybe Allie.
Oh, maybe.
See?
Yeah, see?
Hopefully we can at least get Allie through Tiger King. And I think the second one we're going to do, possibly Cocaine Island, which I have not watched yet. Lots of reviews.
I'm fairly certain is just a documentary about tortoises fucking.
Really? Well, Steve brought up an interesting one. Maybe we should do this one second, Steve. Didn't you see one about, competitive tickling?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Competitive
tickling? Oh, yeah. Competitive tickling.
Always the one, like, that was, like, my torture. I feel like that would be too much scar tissue to watch that.
Having flashbacks and shit.
No more tickling.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a number of things we cover. I think we're going to do a few movie reviews. Those are going to be like bonus episodes. But mostly it's going to be documentaries. Tiger King's going to be a long one. There's documentaries that are just one, you know, hour and a half long. Speaking of that,
Aaron Hernandez.
Ooh, who did that? What's that?
That was me. The Aaron Hernandez story.
I am not almost through it. Yes, that's a good one.
That's so good. And that one really gets you thinking.
Icarus. I want to do Icarus.
There's one called Icarus?
It's called Icarus. That's the one about the Russians doping for the Olympics. And like hiding urine samples in walls and all kinds of stuff. Like, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Seeing the things I have about Russians, I don't think they were doping just for the Olympics. I think it's just a way of life.
Well,
I think this is true.
Oh, wait.
Lots and lots of doping from those Russians.
We need a good... You're listening to the Jack Wagon Express and a good Russian accent.
We're listening to the Jack Wagon Express.
Oh.
Give me enough tequila, I'll say whatever you want.
Ooh, it's going to be 35 degrees here tomorrow, Kip.
This is what's pissing me off, okay? Could it be at least 45 or 50 with the sun so we can send the kids outside without them getting sick or ear infections? Like, they've been going out.
I don't like the overcast shit.
But it hasn't been overcast.
It's outside.
It's been sunny. But the wind has been 5,000 miles an hour.
That's why I didn't work today.
That had to be fun at work today. I can only imagine.
Allie, did you just hear what I said?
No, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, that's why I did not work today.
Oh, well, I didn't know you did not work today. If I'd known that, you could have been over here setting my shit up.
Yeah. That would not be safer at home, Kip.
Have you guys even seen each other since this whole thing was in place?
Yeah, we hold hands and frolic down Third Avenue every day.
That's how I imagine it, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, we could. I'm not worried. Like my parents stop over once in a while.
Parents are different. I mean, the higher risk and all that stuff at this point.
Well, a couple different things here. My parents, they don't. They probably do more than they let me on to, but they're being pretty safe, I think. I am the only one in this house that goes anywhere and does anything, because I won't, you know, I'm not going to send my wife out somewhere. Yeah. Her immune system sucks. When the kids get sick, she gets it. I don't. Knock on wood, but they all had that sickness I was talking about earlier, and I never got sick. Never. But anyway, on the other side of my family, my mother-in-law and stuff, she works at a gas station. She's allowed to come over, but only into the garage. It really feels stupid, but we practice social distancing amongst family in the garage. Like,
because you don't know where everybody's been. You really don't. And nobody's going to be honest with you.
She works at a gas station.
Yeah.
How many people are in and out of there?
A lot.
I mean.
And she's still going every day? This is your mother-in-law?
Yeah, she's essential. She's the manager.
Wow.
Like, oh. But.
That's impressive.
They are all making more than me right now. Or close to me. Because they're paying them hazard pay, basically.
And say, are they getting the hazard pay?
Yep.
Good.
I don't think that's mandatory around here, but it's happening.
Cheaper, I don't think.
It's a pretty big raise while this is going on. So.
It's good incentive to keep your essential workers working. Well,
you know what? If they want them to work and they're there, I mean, right now, I mean, you don't know what somebody was when this. All started, somebody was in a gas station they just had gotten back from, no offense, but they just got back from California while we're under quarantine. She's like, oh, we just got back 5 days ago. What the fuck are you doing here? Why aren't you in your house? You know?
Yeah. I agree. I was traveling kind of like right in the middle of some of this, like March, early March, and it was a mixed bag. Some people were wearing masks, some people were wearing gloves, some people were like, oh, those fucking crazy people wearing masks, you know, like it was just a total mixed bag of people who believed, you know, it's like, it's so weird. It's almost like Santa Claus. It's, you know, like some people believe in it and some people don't believe in it. It's just so boggles my mind.
What are you trying
to order? One of those novelty body condoms?
There's not a Santa Claus.
No, there is. That's what I'm saying. Oh, it's science. Okay. There is a Santa Claus. There is a coronavirus.
Duh. There's a Steve-a Claus. He'll show you his sack.
I was just guessing.
I mean,
on that note, okay. I don't remember the exact details on how this came up.
Uh-huh.
But we were discussing the fish the other day.
That's what she said.
And then somehow nuts got brought into it. So we had a hour-long laugh session on how entertaining it would be for fish to be swimming around with big old nuts hanging off of them.
I mean... That would leave a lot less to the imagination.
Okay, this reminds me of a quick story, Steve.
Oh, fuck.
No, this one really is quick. So, the Easter Bunny...
leaves. We lose Steve for...
The Easter Bunny came for Mom and Dad this year.
Were you good?
More so for Mom.
Is that like a thing? Do you have to be good for the Easter Bunny to come?
More so for Mom. There was like a Hershey bar with almonds, like this big, one of those super giant ones. There was nail polish and nail polish clear coat in there. There was some cucumber melon lotion. There was brand new Venus fucking 5-blade razors.
Cool.
And then there was a can of cashews.
Bunny.
Huh?
Fancy Easter Bunny.
Well, you know. So then there was a can of cashews. So those had to be for Dad, right? The only thing in there. So you want to make a 15-year-old blush. We were sitting on the couch. All the other kids were kind of off on their tablets and stuff. And I was sitting by my wife and then my 15-year-old, who it's fun. It is so fun to pick on her or make her embarrassed. Like, it, all I got to do is walk over and, you know, give a kiss. And it's like, really, Dad? Yeah. You have a problem with it? You have a bedroom. So, of course, with the podcast, you know, we got the whole D's nuts thing all the time. So I had the nuts open and she goes, give me some of those. I'm like, what? You want some of D's nuts? And I said it extra loud. She puts her phone down and her cheeks turn bright red and she gives me this fucking look. I'm like, yeah, I just said that. Oh, yeah. There's my quick story, Steve. It was funny.
I feel bad for her.
Why?
I give it to her far worse than Kip does.
If you see how much shit she gives me.
I never gave my dad shit. I mean, you ask him, I'm sure the story goes a little different, but.
Okay, so we played some one-on-one. She's awesome at basketball. She's like. She was a freshman this year. She got called up and played on the varsity team a couple times. She's really good at softball. She's a catcher. Anyway, I know that's not a beer, Steve.
And why is that, Kip?
Because you don't drink.
Very good.
Anyway.
I have a thing for collecting alcohol, apparently, but I don't.
Send some my way. What the fuck, man?
I wish we could send her some Spotted Cow.
I'm sure we could.
Spotted what now?
It's a beer. It's called Spotted Cow. It's brewed in New Glarus, Wisconsin. I don't like beer. I've tried.
Very, very small selection will I ever indulge in.
I've tried over and over all kinds of brands. Every once in a great while, I'll be like, you know what? I want a beer. It's got to be a warm day, and I can only drink one or two, and then I'm tired, I get a headache, I'm done, okay? Yeah. Spotted Cow is one of those beers. It's sweet. I love a Spotted Cow or two. The other one is Blue Moon. I finally tried Blue Moon, and I like it. The rest of it, I just call it Clydesdale piss. You know.
Yeah, like Bud Light, that kind of shit. I've never gotten into that. Oh. Natty Light, that was the high school choice.
That's popular around here.
Yeah, that's like a thing, right?
There's a 90-year-old at the gas station buying a case yesterday morning at freaking 8 o'clock.
Actually, well, around here it's Bush Latte.
Oh.
That's what they call them, Bush Lattes. But
Bush Latte. Who the fuck calls them that?
A lot of people. Like... Joe and Angie.
Who the fuck are they?
That would be Joe Mama. That would be Joe Mama and your daddy. Ba-doom.
Sorry. Now I do need a drink.
Uh-oh. Steve's getting a drink.
Does he drink?
No, but the joke that I just said made him go get a drink. So, and as soon as he comes back, unless you have any other comments or anything, that's probably going to be the show. We didn't even talk about what we wanted to, but if you want to come back next week for both, I mean, that'd be awesome. I mean, we got to go over the Tiger King.
Oh, yes.
I mean, on this show, in a couple weeks, if you want to hear a deep dive, because, like, I'm telling you right now, I did some research, and there's some stuff in there that a lot of people might know or might not know. I don't know, but I like to dive into the characters that are in there. You know, you go search them.
They're such characters. They're oh my god, they're so crazy. Like, and like I was saying at the beginning, Doc Antle, he's.
Bhagavan.
Like, why has there not been something about him? He's escaped under the radar. He's just like his little like concubine of women. I mean, it's insane. And he's just he comes off as the normal one. He comes off as the one that like, oh, well, I don't know why, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. And he just has like this matter-of-fact way of saying shit that makes you think, oh yeah, no, he's the normal one. And then you kind of like take a minute and you step back from it. You're like, holy fuck, this whole thing is fucked up. And the girl that was part of his like whole harem for a while, and she's like, yeah, I know it was messed up.
All right, Steve. do you have any comments at all? Because we're gonna shut this bitch down. Allie said she probably can come back next week. I'm not gonna hold her to it because I know she has a busy life, but it would be awesome. So we're gonna do a little tease. So next week on the Jack Wagon Express, we're gonna cover. There's talk. I'm gonna try to dig into it more about a movie. Whoa, there it is, Spotted Cow.
Ooh.
It is good.
What?
Steve, quick story. I am going to make Allie's t-shirts to send out before next week, because now, you know, I would have had to make them, send them next day air, and who knows if they would have fucking made it when I figured this out. But anyway, we're going to wrap up one of them, just even one bottle, if we can. Do you think it goes through security somehow?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think they scan it? Are they going to see that in there? We could put the return address at a Marcus.
You know, that's honestly out of all the shit that's going on, because really this whole shit hasn't really affected me at all. Because I generally don't like people.
Right?
Doesn't bother me whatsoever. I don't go anywhere.
And now that people have to stay 6 feet away from you, fuck, this is like heaven.
Right? No, I just like fucking with people. Just, you know, slowly walk closer to them and see how fast they run. But we were actually planning on going to California this summer.
There's a lot of things that a lot of people, there were like three weddings that one of them has officially rescheduled.
Well, that really fucking sucks for my wife because she's a photographer.
Oh.
Okay, real quick, Steve, don't get off your story. It's obviously not going to be this year, but Allie, how far away from Adam are you? It's like a 45-minute drive or so, or a two-hour drive? Allie.
With traffic? So, normally, like, door-to-door, no traffic, actual mileage, about, like, 40 to 45 minutes. With traffic, it can take me an hour and a half.
Let's just say, is there a good place to stay near you guys that's not $9,000 a day? And is there a lot of stuff, or is there a decent amount of stuff for a couple or two couples to do in the area for a couple days? Like,
oh, yeah.
We're all simple. Like, my wife has never seen the ocean.
Very simple.
Yeah, we are very. My wife has never seen the ocean, and I told her that I will be the one to take her there. So if we could walk onto a beach and sit down on a patio or a lawn chair and have a drink and look at the ocean, that would be the pinnacle.
I got it all figured out.
And
the whole itinerary.
Okay, Allie, I am dead fucking serious. Not this summer, but because of what's going on. But I'm.
We'll let you know exactly what to do and where to go.
Because
I tell them where to go weekly.
our kids will all be another year older, so they'll be easier for grandparents to handle. You know, whether it's a combination from both sides, but. If we could head out there, and if we could somehow fucking coordinate it that, you know, Steve and his wife, my sister, can come along.
I already told Adam I'm crashing one of his acting classes.
Oh, my God. Like, I would love to come hang out and at least have a drink, you know, one night with you and Adam. And
if
Michelle could make it, I don't know how far away Culver City is, but whatever.
Michelle and Adam live closer to each other.
Oh, jeez.
And he's really close to the beach, but for sure I've got a whole bunch of things that we can do. Oh.
Because what I've been looking at is like a Hyatt hotel in Florida that's on the beach, and it wasn't expensive. I just wanted to take my wife down there for like two nights and turn around and come back. And all we wanted to do is walk out of our hotel and sit on the patio, look at the beach, you know, go have dinner somewhere. We don't need to go see anything. But I would love, if we're going to do that, I honestly would love to go meet you guys. And hey, that would be cool as shit.
I would fucking love that. That would be awesome.
I mean, to put California humor with Wisconsin humor, and then you add alcohol. I mean,
place in, it's not quite, I don't think it's quite Malibu. It's called Zuma. Sorry. It's Zuma Beach. And it's called Paradise Cove. And you sit on the beach and actually like dine with your feet in the sand, and you can get drinks and you can like walk to the beach and lay out if you want, or you can just sit at your table with your feet in the sand, or there's obviously like an indoor place or whatever, but it's called Paradise Cove for a reason. It's beautiful. And it's always like, again, 75 and sunny. Mm-hmm. You would love it. She would love it.
Oh my God. That would be awesome. Could you, oh wait, Paradise Cove. Steve, could you imagine my wife, your wife, and Allie over a couple bottles of wine? Mm.
The cameras would be rolling.
Oh, yeah. They would be. It would be great. It would be like, no, but I've honestly been thinking about that. Like, seriously, I'm like, if we're going to go on vacation and go see the ocean, and we're just trying to get away because we're not ready to leave, I don't think, for like weeks at a week at a time yet, because we're the kind of people a day or two being that far away from the kids. It's like, okay, we had a couple hours.
But you're so far, you're so in the middle of the country, really, that, I mean, my geography is shit, but so correct me if I'm wrong, but you're pretty smack dab in the middle as far as like hitting either ocean, right?
Pretty much.
So if you're going to go, go spend a couple days where you can like hang out with a couple of people that you know, and then have like your me time and do whatever. And I think that, oh, there's a whiteboard happening.
So, Minnesota. Shut up, Steve. Minnesota, that kind of comes down. Here's Wisconsin. And it goes,
oh, I'm getting a geography lesson.
There's a big penis.
Okay.
Texas.
Oh, that's actually pretty fucking
good. Not too fucking bad.
You must be a homeschool teacher.
We're right. Well, that's kind of like Michigan and Wisconsin together.
I was the janitor, but I got fired for sexual harassment.
We're like right here. And you're like, are you north or south?
South.
So down here-ish?
Yeah, right there. Right.
Oh, fuck. That's about two-thirds. Two-thirds of the way across the country.
Another really cool place, by the way, we got chased out, like we rarely, you know, one of three kids growing up and just like, you know, middle class America, but and growing up in Cleveland, we did a couple of road trips, we did a couple of family vacations, not a lot, most of them were like around, you know, parks, national parks around Cleveland, but like once or twice we went to some, we had like a big family vacation. And every time we're chased out by some horrible weather. So there was one time, I want to say it was one of the Carolinas or something that we went to. And we ended up getting chased out by a hurricane. And we ended up spending a night in Virginia Beach. And that's one of my most fond memories. We got like a Best Western whatever was available. But the room opened up to the beach. And it was, you could hear the waves. You could just, it was just a wonderful, we were there for one day. And that's something that I still remember. Something, you know, to consider if you just want to see the ocean, but we would love to have you here. For sure.
Oh yeah. And just, and have a couple drinks. And I mean, I know that this is a small world, but it's also a big world. I cannot try to have some kind of conversation like this and look at Steve. So I'm looking over there, okay?
So the world is a grower, not a shower.
Anyway, not to sound all psycho and stuff, but I do talk, like Steve and I will talk after we do a podcast and do a show and be like, fucking Adam and Allie and them, and like Nate Hedrick, them guys, like, it'd be fucking awesome. Like, one night wouldn't be enough to hang out.
No, like,
fucking- you know, and this is all because of podcasting and us just reaching out. And I guess we could probably give some props to Matt on this one.
Who the fuck's that?
Who's that?
Yeah. He doesn't come on anymore. He said he'll be back. But I think he expected, like, jump on and we're making all kinds of money. Hmm. Not yet. It takes a little while.
Casting. Welcome to anything creative, really.
But he did have Adam Marcus in his friends list and got the interview with him, which snowballed into you and Michelle. And I mean, these other ones were me and Steve also working, you know, like, okay. So then we just started hitting up Adam's friends list. Like, this, we've said this before. It sounds stupid, but every single one has been a home run.
Adam, I have to say, I've never met anyone quite like Adam. And that is the best thing that I can say about anyone in this world. Like, I've never met anybody so fucking genuine. And even, yep, like, throughout this whole thing, like, I've had, I get really, I get very, it's not like a lonely thing. I get just really, like, internal, and that's, yep, just me. And I don't generally like to talk to people. Like, and that's not, I'm a,
like us.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, for the most part, I just like to be by myself. I'm really happy with the quiet and very grateful to just, like, be with myself. I don't really like to, like, talk every day. It's exhausting to me. But he's been amazing. He'll check in on me and make sure I'm okay. And that's a good friend. You know what I mean? And you don't really get that, first of all, in LA. Second of all, in, because it's just a transient city. It's not to speak ill of what I have now so fondly called home. But if it's, it's very rare. Come on. Oh, there's
this is dramatic music.
Oh.
We're liking your story.
But he, I met him on a whim through the internet, through somebody who connected us, and we worked on this project, and he's amazing. He's an amazing business partner. He's an amazing, like, genuine friend. And I can't see that, like, he makes the world a better place.
Is there a way for you guys to do a Facebook Live through Zoom somehow?
I don't know. I really miss that. I really miss that.
Steve, if it's windy tomorrow, that's your job. Research that.
There has to be a way, right?
But yeah, actually, I was going to bring it up off air, but there's certain people in the Jason Goes to Hell fan group that are wanting a live or some type of interaction with you guys again.
We were gonna do that, like, no joke, we have been planning on doing it, like, right when all this crap hit. It was like, oh, this week, and then I had an audition, and then next week, and then he had, like, something. So, like, it was like a couple of weeks of just schedules not working out, and then all of a sudden we were quarantined. I'm like, I can't. And my weekend job, one of the family that I work with, the mom is immune compromised. So I've sworn to them that I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. So I've been really, really good and really careful about not doing anything like that. But I'm going a little insane. But doesn't the weather change on a dime over there?
Oh, yeah.
Like the gams?
Sometimes a quarter. Sometimes it takes just a little bit longer to change, but, you know, most of the time.
I have a film noir film that came out very recently. You should check it out. It's called A Dead Dame in Hollywood, and it's fucking hysterical. It was made for $0. It was just a friend of mine that was like, hey, you want to be in this thing? And it turned out to be like a bigger thing than he had even planned.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny. And there's a lot of time. Like, we mostly keep to the 40s theme. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But occasionally I'd be like, fuck you, you know? And it's a very funny, like, hybrid of modern and noir, as it were.
You're out there, Kip.
I've been out, guys. I need to get more.
Hang on, Steve. Let's put
I can't ship any to you before.
Let's put that one over here.
That's so sad.
And we'll bring this one into play.
But you're mixing light and dark. Yeah, I got it.
Hey, Steve, you know who would be great? Allie and Michael. Am I saying it's Michael?
Michael Bruce Statham, Adam Mueller?
Yeah, Michael Bruce Statham, Adam Mueller at the same time on the podcast.
Michael who?
Well, his name is Michael Mueller, but he looks like a combination of Jason Statham and Bruce Willis. And he's a producer.
Well, really, they're quite very kind of similar.
Kind of.
Yeah.
He just put out a movie called, well, in what, February or March?
Stealing my fucking thunder, Kip. I was going to bring it up, you cocksucker.
All right. Well, don't cocksucker me. Bring it up then. Let me bow my way to Steve. Steve?
I was going to bring it up off air, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not like we're fucking live.
He would actually want to participate in the review and or interview with him again after we watch it.
He put out a movie called E-Listers. He made it. It's all about the... What's that?
E-list actors.
Yeah, it's all about the extras and movies and how they're treated. So it's kind of a weird concept, but...
Oh, it's awesome.
We saw the trailer or parts of it or whatever, and he wants us to review it.
And oh, that's cool.
That would be fucking cool. Like... The Jack Wagon Express would pay for you. I would send you, Venmo you, whatever it is, to rent it off of Amazon and watch it.
And what's it called?
E-listers.
Okay. E-listers, Life in the Back Lane.
Life in the Back Lane, yep.
That's great. That's fucking great.
It looks fucking funny as shit.
That's like Extras, the show, right?
Yep.
Actually, the concept anyway, but that's great. That's a great time. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, so he wants us to watch it and then review it. And that would be another good thing to do on Doc 30, a bonus episode, even if it's a quick review for that.
Life in the Back Lane. Oh, it's on Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Maybe I'll watch that now.
But he is the guy. You should go find him on social media and follow him. He's hilarious. If you go listen to the episode of the Jack Wagon Express that we had him on, right up... okay.
It was literally like a 3.5-hour episode.
Oh, yeah. And it's right up your alley.
Wah, wah, wah.
I know. I feel like a seal. Anyway. He, the guy is funny. He's just nonstop electric. It's awesome. See, like this, Steve and I, that's why we started, our JWEKP and JWE Steve. And then we started another, Jack Wagon Express group. And it, all the people in there, everybody that's in there, you're in there, Adam, it's all producers and actors and guests of the show. And nobody talks. And I'm like, wow. Okay, I get it.
I think we need to do a better job of explaining to everybody what it's about. It's more like a collaboration thing where people...
Yeah, I put it in there. I'm like, you guys should talk. These are all our guests. Like, but I don't know what the unions are and this guild and that. I don't know.
That talking on Facebook, I really am. I don't have... Adam's amazing at it. And this is another thing. I'm like, I don't understand how he has the energy to...
I don't understand a lot about that man.
I know.
Yeah.
That like the
weird
energy,
the but weird that pop references that he fucking comes up with.
Not that I've never done coke, but from what I can understand from people that I know that did, you need like something like that to keep you going like that. But he just never sleeps. Really, is what it comes down.
Well,
to.
Like Steve always says, how does he know so much about everything?
Everything.
Does he have the time to know so much about everything? That's what I mean. He'll get just weird fucking pop culture references.
Random stupid topics. He knows the answer.
I'm not saying he's old, but for his age group, you wouldn't think he would freaking know.
No, he just retains everything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a sieve. Like, or, it's just he's incredible. That's why I'm like, I don't understand you sometimes. I don't have the bandwidth to do half the shit you do. And I'm, you know, like, again, like, I was like, I'm not even like, I don't know. I should have more of a bandwidth. This is kind of where I'm going with this. I should have the mind for to absorb all the shit. I don't. Not at all. This goes right.
Maybe you should teach classes on that.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. I should probably stop drinking as much. Is really what happened.
Why would you do that? Well, I mean, what else is there to do right now?
Because, well, that's true. Right now is not a good time to stop.
Especially since we got to record our debut episode of Doc 30 when we're done with this one. I think if we record that and we record an intro with Allie, she's kind of stuck as has to be there. Yeah. Did you get the 7-page note thing?
I did.
That's strictly for you, just as a guideline. I'm like, God, I hope she doesn't think that she has to read all this shit. Like, we're giving her homework.
I cruised through it because I didn't remember what was in the first episode versus the whole series.
Oh yeah, and this is just going to be episode one. It's 8 pages. It's a deep dive. So, all right. I don't know. I think that's going to be the Jack Wagon Express. That's the show. We're already. Almost 2 fucking hours. We're supposed to be 45 minutes and then on to the next. We're 2 hours. This is this is what happens when Allie comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I hope you don't have to work tomorrow because, honestly...
Oh, I guarantee I do, but I don't care.
All right, well...
Because I'm drinking now, see? This is what you do to me, fucker.
See what you did?
Yeah, well, okay, Steve's drinking is he might have one more, and that would be like, holy fuck, Steve's on a bender. But no, Steve, really.
Really?
On Wednesday mornings, I think about you sometimes because... We try to get this shit done early, and then here we are. Again. Steve gets 3 hours.
At least when we're done here, I can put everything away and go to bed. Put everything away, talk for an hour and a half in the garage, go home, and then try and fall asleep.
Right. Okay, real quick before I shut her down, Allie, how does it feel to know that every once in a while you're a conversation... You are in a conversation between two guys in a garage in Wisconsin. Like, hey, we should get a hold of Allie again.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that will be the last time she comes back.
Yeah, right?
I love it, though.
Like, and it's like, she's California girl. We can't annoy her all the time. We got to keep this to, like, once every couple months.
I love it. I mean, again, it just depends on, like, what that week is.
I honestly don't feel as bad right now during the quarantine. I hope that we can provide some laughs for you. Like, I hope tomorrow when you wake up and be like, oh, I so needed that bullshit session last night. Like, I got to interact with fucking people that didn't have to do anything with work or this or that. And it was, I can say whatever I want because it's not live and we can edit it. I mean... You know, that's the whole goal of this fucking show, is just to make people laugh, whether it's your drive home, whatever it is. If we can make somebody fucking laugh, whoa.
That's my company. That's all I got. And she's taken to staring at walls now. it's become a problem. It's like she literally finds things to look at where I cannot even be in her purview. She's like, ugh. I can't even, Ma.
Yeah, the sad thing is, with all the animals I have here, we could do our own freaking Joe Exotic.
Steve Exotic. We got it. There's the next $1 million.
Steve Exotic, and I'd have to come up with a Doc Antle sort of name.
And you're going to have a harem of dudes?
What did you say?
That would be amazing. like wearing masks and 6 feet away. They're not wearing like the cat outfits. They're just 6 feet away.
Doc Bhagavan Alley.
Doc Alley.
Real quick, do you know what keeps him afloat? Do you know how many movies he has been in or has supplied the animals for?
Over 500.
Oh, yeah.
Ace Ventura, The Jungle Book.
He started rattling off.
All fucking blockbusters. That's what keeps him going. If somebody comes after him, he's going to have a little backing.
Yeah, nowadays, though, I think that's probably a little bit less likely. To
CGI. Allie, did you watch the extra episode, Tiger King?
Oh, I haven't yet. I want to watch that tonight, though.
Well,
okay. A little something to eat and watch that, I think.
After we do our next podcast. All right, well, does anybody have any closing statements for the Jack Wagon Express podcast?
I got to pee.
Me too.
Yeah, so does this guy.
Well, we can leave this going. I'll stop recording.
That's a good idea.
And we can go do what we need to do. Maybe I'll set the camera on the fish tank so you have soothing things to get look at when you get back.
You do that. And that's going to be it for the Jack Wagon Express. Allie, tell people where to find you again.
I am at It's Allie Rivera or at Allie Rivera on Twitter. And I've got a lot of things going on, so follow me.
Do it. Go follow her on Instagram, Twitter. There's always cute pictures. There's mysterious pictures. Just go follow her. It's an adventure. So that's going to do it for the show. Steve, do you have any closing thoughts or are you gone?
I think he's gone.
Okay. I shut the screen down so I can't see him at the moment. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Find us at pod30network.com. Go check out Allie and make sure you check out Doc 30 Podcast. In the very near future, we're going to deep dive into the Tiger King. Thanks for joining the show.
Find us at JackWagonPod on Twitter and Instagram and on our website pod30network.com.